It's the Local Beat with Dave O'Brien from the Chronicle-Telegram, brought to you by Vandemark Jewelers on East Broad Street in Elyria, a trusted name in jewelry and somebody we certainly trust to fill us in with what's happening around Lorain County. It is Dave O'Brien from the CT, so let's go ahead and welcome him on in here. Dave, how are we doing today?
Doing all right, Rocco. Staying busy.
Hey, that's the name of the game in these COVID-19 days. Got to find a way to stay busy, and people were very busy on Monday. It was Martin Luther King Day, so people showing their respect on social media. There were also some events around Lorain County that I wanted to ask you about here, Dave. And this MLK Day in particular felt more important maybe than prior, just because of the social justice movement in the states and, people pushing for better treatment of one another. So if you could, Dave, just kind of talk about maybe some of the events that we had here around Lorain County. I know some of your colleagues over at the Chronicle had some nice write-ups about that. So what can you tell us there?
Well, I think it's important to note that, with the past 2 weeks of what's been going on in our country with the assault on the Capitol, almost exactly 2 weeks ago, and especially, this day and age, and especially with the things that are coming out about, who was involved with that and how some people are calling the scourge of white supremacy has come back to rear its ugly head in this country. I mean, you have to think about it. Martin Luther King Jr. Delivered the I Have a Dream speech 52 years ago. And he would have turned 97 years old on Monday. And that was one of the notable things that Oberlin NAACP President Claudia Jones said during an event on Monday when she talked about, kind of Dr. King's legacy. There were also events, not just by Oberlin and NAACP, but also by the Lorain County Anti-Hate Task Force. And they spoke, had a Zoom panel. Obviously doing a lot of things virtual these days, but a Zoom panel with a number of African-American and white pastors from throughout Lorain County, from Elyria, especially, and some from Oberlin and from elsewhere, also in Amherst. And my colleagues, Jason Hawk and Dylan Reynolds both did really nice write-ups on some of those, and those can be viewed on ChronicleT.com. But basically it was a lot of discussions about what Dr. King's legacy means, each year after year, year over year, what does it mean, for the message that he brought to the folks, back in the 1960s, when it was the civil rights era. And some people have said we're in a new civil rights era. And now we're going to see, tomorrow with the inauguration of, Kamala Harris as Vice President of the United States, the first woman. First woman of color to be Vice President of the United States. So that's something that some folks touched on as well when they were talking during Monday's event.
Yeah, and it's great to see those conversations and discussions continue, like you said, Dave, year after year, and they certainly need to, given the times in this country and around the world, for that matter, right now. So another story here that I wanted to touch on was actually something you had wrote over the weekend, and it was about Lorain County and the property tax bills within the county set to, mostly increase in 2021. So what are maybe some of the important details in this one, Dave?
Well, I think what's really important here is that most property tax owners in Lorain County will see a modest increase in their tax bills this coming year. Those tax bills went out starting on Friday, so you should be seeing those in your mailbox sometime this week, maybe with a little bit of a delay because of Martin Luther King holiday. But you will start to see that the most dramatic increase was folks in Columbia Township who live in and vote in the Olmsted Falls School District are going to see a pretty significant increase by about $276, almost $277 per $100,000 of property value on their tax rolls in this coming year. That's because Olmsted Falls passed an 8.9 mil continuous operating levy for their school district that's going to raise about $5.1 million every year over its lifetime. And that is a continuing operating levy. That is one that down the line, either the only way that that's going to come off the tax rolls is if it gets replaced or if it gets repealed and a new one comes in. So that's going to be a small number of Columbia Township property owners, who are going to see that kind of major increase. There was actually only one out of 59 tax districts, one out of 59 property tax districts in the county that is going to see a decrease, and that's by about $1.58 in a very small portion of Rochester Township that votes in the Mapleton School District, which Mapleton School District, if people don't know, is a school district that is primarily in Ashland County, down south of Lorain County, but there's a small number again of Rochester Township residents who will see a small decrease, and overall increases were between, I think, about $5 and about $49 across the board for most residents of most districts throughout the county, and that's primarily because Lorain County Community College had a successful levy request approved by a wide margin back in April 2020 of their 2.3 mil 10-year renewal levy with an additional 0.5 mil increase. Now that means you're just going to see, you know, I think there were the one of the smaller increases was about $4.91, and then there was also a portion of Avon where and Amherst and where you saw some school levies, some library bond issues that boosted property tax property tax bills by $4.91, $11.75, I think up to about $49 for portions of Avon because they had a number of bond issues and also a school levy there. So a modest increase generally across the board. Again, Columbia Township, that one particular district got hit a little bit harder, or a lot harder, I might say. I don't have to pay those bills, but that's something that folks there voted on. Primarily, folks in Cuyahoga County across the border to the east. So all that was released on Friday by Lorain County Auditor Craig Snodgrass, and you can always call his office or call the Lorain County Treasurer's office 329-5787 if you have questions or concerns. But a lot of those tax bills are going to be showing up in your mailbox this coming week.
Well, there you go. There's the meat and potatoes, more or less, of the Lorain County property tax bill, again set to increase here in 2021. Dave, any significant upcoming stories from you or your colleagues over there at the Chronicle-Telegram that we should be on the lookout for this week?
Well, I'm working on the most recent meeting of the Lorain County Community Protection Team, again, following our COVID-19 coverage that we've been doing for edging up on a year now. So wow. In almost exactly 2 months, it'll have been a year since Lorain County saw its first confirmed case of COVID-19. And the Lorain County Community Protection Team continues to meet weekly and will throughout the next couple months. Vaccinations continue to roll out. About 500 to 1,000 doses are coming into Lorain County every week. Those are getting rolled out to the folks who are in line first to get those. Some more information given by Lorain County Health Commissioner Dave Cowell today to county officials, and I'll have a story on that in tomorrow's Chronicle Telegram and at ChronicleT.com. And we're working on some other really interesting stuff that's coming up. One of my colleagues, Lena Yost, is working on a story about an Elyria man who was accused of making threats to federal officials. So that's some breaking news that we were working on today. And you can read more on her story in the Chronicle Telegram again today and on ChronicleT.com.
Wow, yeah, we will certainly be on the lookout for that. And you mentioned coming up on a year on the COVID front, Dave. That is... Whew, that's really tough to believe. I mean, it seems like yesterday we were dealing with, March of 2020 with all this COVID news breaking and things shutting down. And here we are about to creep up on the following March. And it still doesn't necessarily feel like a whole lot has changed, per se. So kind of crazy to think about. We've been in the thick of all of this for about a year now and still going to be dealing with it, throughout March. So that brings us to the conclusion of the interview, Dave, as we do each and every week. What do you have for us in the way of a scanner story?
Well, I'm gonna give you one that comes direct from Lorain County 911 from the other day when I was in the office. I overheard this one myself and thought I would put it out there. And so one of the first ones of 2021 is direct out of Lorain County. Quote: someone at the pharmacy was trying to send a fax and accidentally dialed 911.
Oh no. Oh no. See, I did that once or twice when I was, you know, 4 or 5, but I don't think I've ever messed that up on the old fax machine. So something, something to avoid when sending those faxes, no doubt about it. Dave, thank you so much for joining us again this week on the Local Beat. Thank you for the entertaining scanner story as always. And I look forward to catching up again next week, man.
Sounds good, Rocco. We'll talk to you then.